Hey, look, there's something in this Baltimore Magazine June 2019 issue that I love. It's Faces of Pride, and it's celebrating 50 years of Pride here in town. But it's also, got some things that are really useful, like the top dentist list. I think a lot of people don't know what to do when it comes to a dentist if they don't have one.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing where if you're not looking for a dentist, it may not be interesting to you, but if you're looking for a dentist, this is 100% the place to go.
Right.
Because it's all peer-reviewed. Like, you know how this works. Like, for the most part, we make our own editorial judgments on everything. Like, that's sort of our job. Like, our job is to be the experts on the arts and on the restaurant scene and mm-hmm. on the shopping scene. We are not experts in dental health
right.
or physical health. So when it comes to things like top dentists and top doctors, we let the dentists decide. So it's peer review. So these dentists are all great. It just so happens that my dentist, Dr. Sylvan Feldman, is in the issue, not because he's my dentist, just because his peers voted him in.
Oh, that's nice.
So, So if you're looking for a dentist, clearly you need to pick up the June issue of Baltimore Magazine.
And next month we'll take a good look at your teeth and we'll decide if your dentist is doing a good job.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yikes, the pressure.
Hey, this, before we get to the Pride part of this, let's talk about the travel thing, man. Ice, ice, baby. They're talking about Iceland, and a lot of people have found that Iceland is another world. It's just incredible.
It's wild. Iceland has become so popular. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, suddenly, everybody and their brother is going to Iceland, okay? So we decided to do a little story about traveling to Iceland. Now, it so happens that the airline that used to go really quick and conveniently from BWI right mm-hmm. to Iceland, they folded about a few weeks before we went to print, so that was an unfortunate turn of events.
Oh, that was Wow Air.
Wow Air.
Yeah.
But you can still get to Iceland from BWI, from all these other places,
sure.
And it just seems like the most wonderful sort of combination of, you know, you've got the most breathtaking landscape and scenery, and then you've got, you know, the kind of cool, almost hipster city vibe happening. It's not that far a flight. And so we just basically wanted to see, like, why is Iceland on fire now? And so that's what the story's about. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, like, with all of our travel stuff. Like, basically, if you're going to Iceland, you don't need to schlep the whole issue, cut out this particular article, fold it up, put it in your purse or back pocket, and take it with you, because you're going to definitely want to refer to it when you're in Iceland.
And then get ready for some long words you can't pronounce, because their language is freaky, styly.
Woo! My God, we used characters and carrots that we have never used before on our computers. We found umlauts and various little commas and ticks and things that we didn't know existed, but yes.
How do you find that? Because that's not on my keyboard.
I believe we facilitated something called cut and paste. off the internet. Yeah, I mean, some of them had to actually be hand-designed by the art department because, right, these are just not characters that we use that often.
That's cool.
You
don't have to speak it. Yeah, you just go. You don't have to speak it. Somebody will speak English somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is now with, like, our phone apps and things, you literally could be like, hey, Siri, you know, how do you say where is the nearest bar in Icelandic? And Siri will legit say it, and then you just kind of hold up your phone to a person from Iceland, and they will point you to the nearest bar and or your imminent demise, but one of the two for sure.
Wow. Hey,
so it's Siri will help us.
That's so cool. Max Weiss is the editor of Baltimore Magazine, and we have Faces of Pride, which is the cover story here on the June issue, but it's also a celebration of the 50th anniversary of an uprising here. And look, my take on this is that the life is too short to not be who you are, and to not allow yourself to be who you are is cheating yourself. And if I don't give a crap what people think about me anymore, man, I'm going to be who I am, and I hope you will too.
Yeah. I love this story. It is a celebration of the LGBTQ community. It's really mostly a photo essay. And what we wanted to sort of show through the photos was obviously the beauty of this community, but also the incredible diversity of the community. And so, you know, you'll see a lesbian family with their young daughter, and you'll see, you know, a famous local architect, and you'll see drag queens, and you'll see performers, and you'll see political activists. And, you know, honestly, we just wanted to sort of take a moment and salute this extremely vibrant community that has contributed so much to Baltimore's cultural life, its political life, its intellectual life, et cetera. So, so the 50th anniversary, because the Stonewall riots in New York were sort of the launching point mm-hmm. of Pride, and that was sort of when the identity of Pride came into play. And, you know, a lot of things are not going well in this country right now, I think we can all agree, but one thing that I'm really happy about and proud about is that I feel like there have been so many great strides for the LGBTQ community, so much more visibility, so much more understanding, obviously gay marriage, acceptance. So this is just a complete celebration of that. And I think these photos, which were taken by Sean Scheidt, who is an amazing photographer. I was in the studio that day, or it was a two-day shoot. I was there for one of the days. We had so much fun. There was so much glitter because there were so many drag queens. And they're beautiful photos. And yeah, I'm really proud of this issue.
That's great. Rise Up, Stonewall, and the LGBTQ rights movement. And of course, here in Baltimore, it's been a comfortable place for a lot of people who are, you like what you like, and that's just how it is. You don't decide one day, oh, I'm going to try liking this for a while. No, it's in there, man. It is.
I couldn't agree more, Stash. Yeah. You're on it. You're on it.
So be who you are and like what you like, and don't be ashamed of anything, man. Just as long as you're not hurting anybody, you do your thing. And this is a great way to celebrate what people are doing here and how, like you said, you've got people everywhere in your life. There's somebody that's gay, and there's somebody that may be transgender, and maybe you don't even know, and you don't need to know.
Right. That's the truth. That is the truth. And if you look at the cover, we have the beautiful drag queen Betty O'Helno on the cover. I think she's stunning.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about dyeing my hair that color, kind of a minty green.
It is. It's a gray green, minty sort
right?
of.
Right? It looks so good on her.
Oh, man.
Not sure I could pull it off, but I have been staring at it sort of longingly all month. So
it would be original.
I don't know. When you see me next time, I might have minty green hair. Stranger things have happened.
God, I would love it. Are you kidding me? We'd have a photo shoot if you did. Max, thank you so much. You know, June is a month where everybody's getting out and tearing it out and, you know, finding their thing to do for the summertime. But don't forget to pick up Baltimore Magazine when you're sitting there, because there's a lot of places you can open this up and get a good read, like on the beach. So keep it with you.
All right. Thank you. And I guess I'll see you next month. I'm excited.
Can't wait, man. Hey, I'm a subscriber. You too. Get 18 issues free. Go ahead. Only $19.97, Baltimore Magazine. I did a commercial just now. Woo! All right. Max, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.